the Bible. It changes lives if we engage with the Bible. 2020 is going to be the year of the Bible, according to the World Evangelical Alliance. They really want us to get involved in refocusing our lives based on the scriptures. And to talk a little bit about what the year of the Bible is, I'm joined with Bible engagement advocate Josh Matthew. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Doing fantastic. We need a whole year. Like most people read through the Bible in a year, and now we have the year of the Bible. Tell us what that really means.
Yeah, totally. So the Year of the Bible campaign for 2020, it was, pretty collaborative initiative and kind of like came into the hearts of some of our leaders at the WEA. But also, it's really interesting, a number of different organizations around the world, like at the same time, quite a number of years ago, kind of had their heart to label or declare 2020 as the Year of the Bible. So it's been a really global initiative. To date, over 500 organizations from over 200 countries around the world have declared 2020 as the Year of the Bible. And so we're really excited to basically just make 2020 about the Bible and to see a Bible revival in the hearts of millions around the world too.
And the World Evangelical Association has provided some resources to help us get more engaged with the Bible. Can you tell us what those are?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? We're so excited, Todd, about some of the resources that we have gathered from a number of different partner ministries and whatnot. So we've got a number of different Bible reading plans. And so if you haven't read the Bible cover to cover, then we're really believing that 2020 is going to be your year. So you can find those on our website. The second is one particular connection point is a platform called Together 2020, which is a global Bible reading community. And so as you are reading the Bible, whatever verse you may be in or passage or scripture, this is basically a global community where you can connect and collaborate and communicate about what you're reading, about what God's speaking to you and how it's affecting your life. So that's Together 2020. The third is obviously we want people to connect with their local church. And there's nothing better than engaging with a local community face-to-face. And then also we've actually developed a number of different courses. Now, one of these courses, for example, is actually teaching a biblical perspective on the subjects of suffering and crisis. And, you know, Todd, so many people around the world and in our communities at the moment are dealing with mental health issues, such a prevalent issue today. And we're really believing that the Bible is the best literature in the world dealing with the issues of suffering and healing. And so what we've done is we're developing these courses alongside psychology experts and also, Bible teachers that equips us with an understanding of crisis and an understanding of where God is in the midst of our suffering, in the midst of our trauma, in the midst of our pain and issues. So we're really excited about these courses as well.
Final question, what do you read more, Josh, the paper Bible or the Bible app?
Ooh, I'm a paper Bible guy still. I'm a little old-fashioned. I definitely use the Bible app, most days of the week, just, when I need quick reference. But when it comes to my, devotion time and stuff like that, then, paper Bible it is.
2020 will be the year of the Bible. The World Evangelical Alliance is helping us get more engaged with Scripture. And we've been speaking to Scripture Engagement Advocate Josh Matthew. Thanks, Josh.
Todd, great to connect with you, and thanks so much for having me on.
To find out more about the World Evangelical Alliance, go to worldea.org.